Aspiring Headliner with QSC.
Welcome to Headliner Radio. Today I'm here with aspiring artist Niall Case to talk about his journey so far and his new single, When They Catch Me. Hi Niall, how are you? Thank you so much for coming on today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No worries.
I'm good, sorry, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Where are you joining us from?
I'm calling from Rome currently.
Nice, nice. Is the weather nice?
Yeah, it's much better than where I live in France.
Mm.
So I just want to apologize in advance for all the mistakes that I'm going to make, because English is not my first language. So
no.
Thank you.
You're doing really well. I understand everything you're saying, so don't worry.
Thank you so much.
Okay, cool. Okay, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, before we begin, just for people who listen?
Yeah, sure. Well, so my name is Niall, and I'm a singer from Paris, France. And what can I say about myself? I started doing music kind of late in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I feel incredibly lucky to still be able to put it out there and have a chat with you.
Yeah, cool. So you say you started music a little bit later on in life. What was the kind of turning point for you? What made you realize, oh, this is the career I want to take?
Yeah, well, so many things. It's really been a journey. So I've always sung like in my bathroom, in my bedroom, mm-hmm. all the time, like since I was a little kid. But what really made me realize that I could do this was when I think I was like maybe 20 when I first realized that it was really what I wanted to do. It was Valentine's Day. I was single and I was I didn't know what to do. So I went in Paris to a jam session. It was the first that I really attended. And I heard like amazing singers singing songs that I never knew other people liked in France, like all the stuff that I've been listening to since I was a little kid, like R&B, soul, new soul,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. I was like, oh wow, so okay. So I started like going there often, and then I sang there once, and then but like it was just for fun. I didn't really expect a lot from that, but it really helped me get a strong network of like people getting me into gigs,
mm-hmm.
and then it just made me realize that that I could do it, that I could sing in front of people, that I could that people kind of, I mean, some people liked what I was doing, so I was yeah.
Cool. And what were you doing anything else before music? Was there any other interest, or do you feel that maybe it was always an interest?
Well, music was always like the biggest, like the most important thing to me. But since I never knew that I could do it, I've also been really interested in film.
Mm.
I studied film in college and theater as well. I did like did a drama school.
Mm.
I was I wanted to do a lot of things, but when I found out that I could do music, I was like, okay, this is it for me.
Yeah. What was it that made you find out?
What do you mean?
Like, how did you find out? Like, how comes you didn't know before?
Okay. So I have, I was born with, do you know the word aplasia?
No.
It's when some part of you, when you're born, hasn't quite developed fully.
Mm. Okay.
And that's what happened with me with my ears. So I was born with was born deaf, basically.
Wow.
So I have two bone anchored hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
So I can hear you fine, but when I don't have them, I can't hear a thing. So, and also like it's always a struggle with amplifiers and, you know, the sound that I get is really different from like a hearing person would hear. So I was like, music, I mean, with all that, like, music is probably not an option for me, but I found ways to like to get a detour in the manage to hear things just fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. And that is like the pure definition of you can do anything you want if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I really want to say that I'm still like incredibly lucky to like have like to first like to be born in an era that has all this technology and also in a country where like you get help.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's really, I've been really lucky, yeah.
Yeah, and if you don't mind me asking, say, like, before, how did you, like, navigate around that, like, with making music and performing and things like that?
Well, it's still a, like, an ongoing journey. Still have a lot to figure out, but it's really different whether I'm in the studio or on stage. But I found, like, do you know what a hearing loop is?
No.
It's a device that you can connect to your hearing aids when you're, like, in a theater or in a, at a show. Mm. Sometimes they have, like, these little spaces for hard of hearing or deaf people, and you can just connect your hearing aids to, like, some device that allows you to hear way better, the whole thing.
Wow, that's incredible. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, so I have, like, this little device that I can connect to. So I can't put in-ear monitors, obviously. So I connect this device via Bluetooth to my, like, for example, my in-ear monitor pack, the one that you tie to your belt. And then I get all the information, like my personal mix, for example, directly in my hearing aids.
No, that is insane. Honestly, that is, I never knew about stuff like that. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. No, I think like I still have a lot. I still have a big way until, I mean, a long way till I'm fully comfortable on stage. But I always find like ways to make it work. Like sometimes like one of my hearing aid would stop working. Then I would look at the musicians like to stay on beat or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a skill.
It is a skill that, no one should, learn to have, but, I had to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. And I love that.
Yeah.
That you're just, you know, kind of going forward with it and not allowing it to be a massive issue for you now.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. Yeah. No, I mean, I have to do it because, like, singing and writing songs, it's just what makes me, you know, live and survive. And I need that, so I have to.
Yeah.
I can't let my this disability be a problem for me.
Fair play to you. Okay, cool. So do you play any instruments yourself? Do you write on an instrument or do you write by other people?
So I do a little bit of guitar and piano, but like I'm not a good instrumentalist. I can't do that on stage yet. I'm working on it. but when I write my songs, it's either like, yeah, with the guitar, or like most of the times it's me on Ableton Live and I just stack voices, harmonies. Like I write the chords with my voice and then I just kind of vibe on it, or I have like a full poem ready for me to sing.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
When you write, is that how you write a song? It's kind of a poem first then?
Yeah, for sure. Because I've always written, like, I think before I started singing, really, I think like the poetry and the I don't know, everything that makes a good song, like, to me is really like how good are like the metaphors, I mean, and what it makes you feel when you read it first.
Okay, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I write the lyrics first, I think.
Mm. Yeah, so what, so that's obviously one part of your writing process, but what is your whole creative process like to writing a song?
Like from start to finish?
Yeah.
Well, let me try to remember. Sorry, I'm like this is my first interview ever, and it's in English, so
no.
I'm so stressed, and so stressed out.
Oh my goodness, don't worry, it's fine. I wouldn't have known. I really wouldn't have known.
Okay, thank you. So most of the times I have like this text, these lyrics that I want to sing. I try to sing them over the chords that I just made. Mm-hmm. And then, so for most of the songs that I have right now, I've been making them with this producer. His name is Newtone.
Mm-hmm.
And we started working on like all the songs that I already had and a few more. And then I just like, maybe like I give him a demo of what I really wanted to sound like. And in the studio, like we're making the full sound, like, cause he has a really specific sound, but he really like respects what I wanted to look like, to sound like.
He sees your vision.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. For sure. And he's become a great friend too.
Oh, great. And where do you like, draw your information, not that I can't even speak English. Your inspiration from, what do you like typically write about?
So I can only speak for the songs that I have right now that are coming. So I speak about, I've been talk about a lot of things, but mostly death, weirdly.
Okay.
Love and faith also.
They're all really significant kind of subjects though, aren't they? So
yeah,
and they all mean something.
Yeah, I have like these kind of obsessions that I'm like stuck with for years, so I have to like write about them to get them out of my head.
I understand that.
Yeah, and death has been like death and faith, they're linked to me. For me, because I've had like this really complicated relationship with faith, where I don't know where to stand.
Mm-hmm.
So death is obviously like a really important moment if you believe in anything, really. So in my songs, I'm often like questioning what's going on after you pass.
Yeah, I mean, it is a massive question mark, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, like for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, I get that, I relate.
Yeah, oh great.
Okay, cool. So when you were growing up, what kind of music did you listen to? Who did you listen to? Like, who were your inspirations? And do you feel that kind of resonates with your music now today?
Oh, for sure. I mean, definitely in the way that I sing, I think. Because so I've always, like, when I was a little kid and I had this iPod that I was given as a gift for Christmas, I wanted to fill it with songs, but I didn't know what, because I hadn't like been listening to a lot of music. My parents wouldn't really play a lot of music in the house. So I stumbled upon a few CDs that they had. And luckily, like, I'm so glad they had these CDs. So that was Stevie Wonder in The Key of Life.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first big musical information.
Yeah.
Inspiration. and then Aretha Franklin, a lot of gospel, Mahalia Jackson, a lot of the songs from the Motown, like Motown compilations, with Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, like a lot of bands, like boy and girls bands from the Motown, like mm-hmm. the Temptations,
yeah,
the Supremes. So that was like my first real inspiration. The first things that I really listened to, like on a loop.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I found out through the internet about Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And then other voices like more modern, like Brandy, Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah. Yeah, you've named some good people there. Mm-hmm. And if you could collab with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Alive?
Yeah.
If I could collab with anyone, well, oh my God, so many people. I don't know, Beyonce.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. No, I've been listening to her new album on repeat these days.
It's a game changer, isn't it?
It's really, yeah, it really is.
She's just always smashing it.
Yeah, no, she's so smart about everything. I don't know, she really knows how to, like, surround herself.
Mm, definitely, definitely. Okay, so what would you say so far would be your proudest moment as a musician?
Oh, wow. I've been... Because obviously I'm just starting this whole music thing mm-hmm. for myself. But I've been touring with this amazing singer in France. Mm-hmm. So her name is Jeanne Hadid. And she has a lot of really great songs. You should listen to it. So I've been touring with her as a backup singer and a dancer.
Cool.
And so it lasted for almost 2 years.
Wow.
And I've had the really big chance to perform at really big venues, like in front of thousands of people.
Mm, wow.
And so it was in France mostly. And we had these great venues like La Philharmonie, like the Philharmonic venue. I don't know how to say it in English.
The accent's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. And it was, I think it was the most prestigious like stage that I've been on.
Mm.
And it was so happy, so proud to be on that stage with these people. Because I was touring with her and like a lot of musicians. We were seven on stage. And I've had like the best time ever touring with these people.
When you toured, where was your favorite place?
Favorite place like to perform at?
Mm.
I think, I can't. I don't know. Because we've had like over 100 shows.
Wow, that's crazy.
So each one of them was so different and like so great in different ways. I don't know if I have like one favorite, you know?
Mm. Yeah. No, I understand. That's okay.
Sorry.
It's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, okay. No, for sure. But the last like memorable one was the Philharmonic stage.
Nice.
I think like that one was really, really memorable. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Should we move on and talk about your new single, Why They Catch Me?
Yeah. Ooh, we can.
Okay, so basically I just want to know the ins and outs, what the song is about, the creative process behind writing it, what does that song mean to you?
Well it's really like the one song that I don't know, represents what I've been talking to you about, mm-hmm. Like with death and like questioning faith. Yeah. And like, who am I speaking to? Am I speaking to like a God or like a spirit or I don't know, like what happens when I die, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So I definitely got that when you were saying that earlier.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying they, when they catch me, because mm-hmm. I don't know like what it is and like who, I mean, am I going to be like talking to someone in front of someone? Am I going to be judged or something? I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, no, I get that.
So So I wrote this song about, I think I wrote that, like these lyrics, at least like a long time ago, like maybe 2 years before that. Yeah, started working on it, like singing the lyrics with a friend. His name is Theo. And yeah, so I've had this song for a while. And when I started my collaboration with Newtone, like he really liked it and he wanted to start working on it right away. So that's what we did. Yeah, what can I say? So it's really a letter that I leave, like, when I die. I mean, at the moment that I wrote the song, it was really that. It was really like, okay, because my brain is like sick and I'm always thinking I'm going to die. So I really wanted to leave like that letter. Like, I don't know what's coming. I don't know.
Yeah.
What I leave behind. And also, like, obviously talking about faith. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all a lot of a big mess. I'm very confused.
Yeah.
All the time.
Confusion and emotion.
Yeah, basically.
I'm getting, yeah. And why now? Why do you feel this was the right time to release this song?
Actually, I think it wasn't really my decision completely. So it was the first song that was ready on the EP. And I was actually like really impatient. I really wanted to, like something to be out, because as I told you, like I'm thinking I could die at any moment, so I want to have a song that's out now. And also I felt that it was perfect there was this one, because you know, if I'm so worried about death, like at least I'm getting this song out, like
people can understand.
So yeah, I really have to see a therapist. Yeah, and also yeah, so it was the first one that was ready, like coincidentally, so I just released it.
Nice. Fair enough. Yeah. And how have you had the response, you know, that you wanted? How's it going since the release?
Yeah, well, so it was the first song that I'm releasing out of my new project. So I wasn't expecting much. But I've had a lot of great responses. I'm really glad, like, because it's really different from what people expected from me. Because they know, I mean, the people that follow me and my friends and family, like, they know what I've been listening to. And it's kind of different because it's more modern. So a lot of them have been confused.
Is this you?
Yeah, it's a lot of, it's really a lot more electronic than what they thought it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they like it. They like it. They like the people that know me like how I sing, so they were happy.
Good, good. And I think it's a great song as well, by the way. And your voice is incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. That's nice. That's really nice of you.
It's like butter just melts. Definitely, yeah. Okay, cool. So now, as you know, our sponsor for Aspiring Headliner is QSC. And at the moment, they have a campaign called Play Out Loud. So what we kind of want to know is, what does the term Play Out Loud mean to you?
Well, it could mean a lot of things. Because especially since, you know, as I've told you, like, when I don't have my hearing aids, like, I hear nothing. So nothing is really out loud. But when I, so playing out loud is like, maybe like going from my bathroom where I used to sing and like taking all that I've been, like everything that I've been doing, like, in the bathroom, on the stage, getting to connect with real humans and not just myself. So it's really a way of, I don't know. It's also a way to really fully know that the song is heard, that what I've been writing since I was a kid and is like actually like physically touching other people.
Yeah, I get that. Bringing it
from, I don't know if that makes sense.
Bringing it to the world. Question. Yeah, no, of course it does. Yeah, taking it from like as you said, literally from your bathroom or your bedroom and yeah. sharing it with the world. No, that's great. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
No worries. So we are coming to the end now, but what we want to know is yeah. what have you got coming up?
Well, so there's an EP coming out June 7th.
Cool.
It's called Last Words.
Nice. Everyone, keep your eyes out.
Yeah. and I'm really proud of this thing that we made with New Tone. We really like worked on the sound that we wanted to make on this project. I'm really proud of the lyrics, of the melodies, of everything. Like, this is my first real baby, so mm-hmm. I really can't wait for people to hear it. So last words, as in, you know, the yeah. last words you're allowed to say before, you know.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's always I'm seeing all around. I'm seeing the theme.
Yeah.
The I'm digging it.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you so much.
No worries.
I hope you like it.
Pardon?
I hope you like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I will. I'm looking out for that, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. You've been an absolute pleasure to talk to.
Thank you. You too, really.
No worries. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Headliner Radio, supporting the creative community.